medical marijuana ordinance they're wrapping up, and hopefully we'll have an ordinance sometime soon. I think I cut you off when you were finishing up, Carol. My apologies.
No, that's all right. It's a complicated issue, and there's a lot of parts to this puzzle that's out there. I think where we ended, we were talking about some of the restrictions about the hours of operation that you couldn't consume on the premises unless for instructional purposes. There will be a fee charge. We've often heard from the public, you've got a bad budget that you're dealing with, you know, why don't you charge $50,000 for a license? Because of state rulings as well as court cases, the city is only allowed to charge exactly what the cost of doing business is. So if I have a fire marshal going in to do an inspection and he spends an hour there, I can only charge an hour of his wages and benefits and the cost of the vehicle to go to that inspection. And so this is not a moneymaker for the city by any means. I think some of the other things that we should probably add into this is what the ordinance doesn't do. East Lansing limits the number of caregivers that are in a medical marijuana establishment. That's not part of this ordinance. Grand Rapids actually does not allow any dispensaries. They only allow it as a home occupation, and that a caregiver can only see their patients once a week to limit the traffic in neighborhoods. This does not limit the number of licenses. Ann Arbor actually going to be voting on an ordinance and on the 20th, and they put a per capita based on population. They will only be having 20 licenses that they will be issuing for their area. So, again, this is in draft form. This is an opportunity for the public to weigh in. As I said in the top of the show, we'll be having a meeting, public safety meeting, on Thursday at 6 p.m. at Foster Center. On the 20th of Monday, the 20th, we will be having a public hearing down at Council at 7 p.m., and another opportunity for the public to weigh in. And then on the 23rd, the Planning Board will be reviewing this because this has to do with zoning. The Planning Board weighs in, and they will be meeting at 4:30 in the planning offices at 316 North Capitol. And then the way this is slated right now is to come out for a vote before council on Monday the 27th.
It sounds like Lansing, Michigan could be the capital of medical marijuana for the state of Michigan.
Well, and that is some concerns out there. We have heard already from the Catholic Diocese that doesn't support the grandfathering in of current establishments. They're concerned about the proximity of between schools and churches. We have heard from organizations within the East Side, the Allen Center, as well as the East Side Neighborhood Organization, about the proliferation of those on the East Side and their concern about that. Especially with some of the work that they have done to revitalize that corridor. So to say that this is the best that we have out there, no, I think that there are still opportunities to make some revisions to this, but you have to have a starting point.
All right, Carol, before we let you go and bring on Ray Holman from UAW 6000, I want to get your take about a recent public safety committee meeting of the Lansing City Council in which Chief of Police Teresa Szymanski defended her decision to withdraw officers from the Capitol on March 16th during union protests. Tell me about that meeting.
Well, we had a couple of issues that we brought the chief in to discuss. I think, though, one of the things that the chief did say, if she had to do it over again, that she might not react the same way. So I think from that people have learned with that. You know, the chief emphasized that she would not lodge or arrest peaceful protesters, and I think none of us expect the chief or any of the officers to arrest a peaceful protester. But I think if there are issues out there where the police are being charged or that they're protesters are not obeying police commands, then there comes a time that you do need to step in. Actually, I was at the Capitol that day and participated in the protest that was there for most of the day. And for much of it, people were respectful of law enforcement that was there and respectful of that. But I think when we have things that happen that push us beyond that, people should be able to come down and be involved in lobbying their government without the concern about what violence that could come from that.
All right, Carol Wood, Lansing City Council member. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're very welcome, and you have a great day.